Tonight I'm going to talk to you about something the Lord revealed to me about the post of his doors, revealing yet more protection and power. There's more that he's revealing about being at the post of his doors. And we have found the channel between grace and faith. We have found that the post of the doors of his doors are the place of authentic faith, true faith, because of putting on his temperament. And tonight I want to talk to you, the post of his doors reveals yet more power and more protection and more power. And we look at just briefly in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34. It says, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. And we're still on in our series on faith. Grace joined the party. And here we go. So we learn that the word post means moving creatures, which translates to us the temperament of the Lord. So when we're there at the post of his doors, we're putting on his temperament. And as we put on his temperament, we actually really do ascend into a place of authentic faith, because it really becomes the faith of Christ. It's no longer us in any which way, shape, or form. We're also, he tagged it as being called total propitiation, to where he's taken over in his temperament, his attitude, his mood, his mannerism is on us. It's not just the word of the Lord that's on us, or by the rhema word, and that's how we get there, is staying in the study of this thing. But then we put on his mood, his temperament. We walk in how he would deal with a situation, and it rounds faith, true faith. It rounds it completely off. And so now, today I want to describe to you more protection and more power. And getting into this, it was a real powerful insight here. Everybody on the line is, I believe, going to be so blessed by this. And it's going to empower you even the more to continue to get to the post of his doors. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 16, there's something here, and I believe Kurt taught this not too long ago in the prayer sessions on Tuesday. He taught about this, and he taught us about the shield. And it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I was in prayer, and I was asking God, I want more. I want more, because I want more consistency. I want to win on a consistent basis. I want this. And this was my prayer. He wakes me up, as I tell you guys often, sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning, four, between the hours of 3 and 5. And so we get into these conversations, and as I'm getting to the post of his doors, I begin to see what he's wanting to say. And then after I've uttered the things in which he sees and which he reveals to me, I get into this place where there's freedom, a little bit more freedom in my utterance. And I was able to utter, I want more consistency. I just want more. And he said, go to Ephesians 6 and 16, and I'll show you. So I went, and it said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all, that answered it right there, consistency, all the fiery darts of the wicked. If you're with me, just say amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
All right. And so we got into this, and we started to go back and forth about it. And I'll get to the major point in a moment. But today, right now, I want to talk to you about the dart. What in the world is this dart? It talks about the fiery darts of the wicked. So we know they're on fire. But the word dart in the Greek actually translates missile. Missile. The word missile means a weapon that is self-propelled or directed by remote control, carrying conventional or nuclear explosives. And as I thought about that, and I started to think about it, I'm like, this dude is not out. He's not out to hurt us. He's out to destroy us. The intention of firing a missile is, the only intent is destruction. That's what he's come to do. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's out for destruction, but he's not doing it. I kept looking at the word missile. And so the objective of the dart is to bring total destruction to God's people. And we got to get that clear, understand it, tuck it away, don't lose it. And then I began to go a little bit deeper. I started to look, and I started to look at just the infrastructure of the dart or the missile. And the natural infrastructure, in the natural, missiles have what's called warheads. Warheads are full of explosives. And oftentimes they are full of toxic materials. The back of the missile normally is just to keep it and to get it to its objective or to get it to where you're aiming it. But the warhead in front is what's bringing the damage. It's bringing absolute destruction. And so in the natural, the missiles have some type of explosive like C4. Maybe back in the day they used gunpowder. Again, they move to destroy. They've got some type of toxic material which is going to bring poison. It's going to do something to bring destruction to people and to or masses of land or buildings or whatever they're aiming at. But the job and the objective of the missile is flat out destruction. All right. So now the makeup in the missile. Now I want to. So we got to get a picture of that in the natural, because there's also an infrastructure to the missile that enemy is sending. He's got an infrastructure. Watch this now, guys. Watch how this thing comes together for us. It says the fiery darts of the wicked. So we know that the origin of the dart or the missile is coming from the wicked. The word wicked now gives us a great understanding of what the enemy's missile is built out of. You with me?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so it's going to give us an understanding of what he's built these missiles in the spirit. The word wicked, it's of the wicked, so origin, the missile's coming from the place of the wicked, which means from evil. And we all know Satan's tied to that. It means evil. Properly in effect or influence, and thus differing from, which refers rather to essential character, Christ, as well as from, which indicates degeneracy from original virtue. That's a mouthful. But the infrastructure of these missiles is a character, basically, in a nutshell, what it's saying is a character that differs from the essential character, which is Christ.
Wow.
The fiery darts of the enemy are basically this. At the end result, they're full of labors. It puts us in annoyances and a bunch of hardships. All right? Good. So watch this now. So now, the fiery darts of the wicked are what Satan and this world continue to throw at us to drive us out of the temperament of Christ. The fiery darts cause us to lose the place of the temperament of Christ. It's causing us to lose that. I'm going to read the definition a little bit of again. Evil, properly in effect or influence, and thus differing from, which refers rather to the essential character, which we know is Christ. That's what is in the makeup of the missile. So all of the mishaps and things going on in life that cause us to walk away from the temperament of our God, to cause us to act in a way of the world, these are the fiery darts of the wicked. If you're with me, just say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right, so now we see this. So they're the fiery darts, the fiery missiles of the wicked. It causes this here, which indicates a degeneracy from original virtue. So now we're walking away from the original virtue, which once again, is Christ. And then we're full of labors because of these missiles, annoyances and hardships. And at the end of these labors, annoyances and hardships, there's nothing but death. Because every time we're out of the temperament of God, it's considered to be sin. And the wages of sin is nothing other than death. So the enemy is destroying us. with these fiery darts, with the things that come up in life to cause us to leave the temperament of our God. Why am I talking about temperament so much? Because it talks about here, it says here, watch this, guys, watch this setup. It says in the scripture, above all, taking the shield of faith. That's our victory. But why am I keep talking about temperament? Well, let's go down and find out. Here we go. So the fiery darts of the wicked are what Satan and the world continue to throw at us to drive us out of the temperament of Christ. They drive us away from authentic faith. They drive us into the temperament of the world, Antichrist, if you will. This is what has been destroying God's people. He says in his word, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, no awareness of his temperament and grace. We come out of awareness of this, of God's temperament, and we're being destroyed, hence fiery darts or fiery missiles. But bless God, tonight God is adding an awareness of the true shield of faith to quench these missiles.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The authentic shield of faith. Now, we look at the word shield. This is going to blow some of your minds. Kurt, I already saw you bugging out when you hear this. The word shield means a large shield as door-shaped. Coming to the post of his doors. Watch this. A large shield as door-shaped. Then the root word for shield, same word, means a portal or entrance. The opening of the closure or the closure. Literally or figuratively, it means a door or a gate. Uh-oh. We've been learning about coming to the post of his doors. And at the post of his doors, he said, we found the place of authentic faith. That when we walk in the temperament of the Lord, we are in the place of authentic faith. Now we're being told tonight that not only did we find the place of authentic faith, but we've also found the shield of that faith.
Hallelujah.
We found it. That at the post of God's door, at walking in the temperament of the Lord, not only are we in, oh my goodness, his characteristic, but my goodness, we've also found the shield in which is going to quench every missile of the wicked. Everything that's been trying to take us out of the influence of God will now be quenched at the post of his doors. When you're coming in and walking in the temperament of the Lord, it is quenching everything that has knocked you off course in your past. It's quenching everything, every stumbling block and rock of offense, every trick of the enemy, everything he's done to try to keep you in a place of spiraling backwards or downwards is now about to be quenched, because not only have you found the place of authentic faith, but now you're holding in that place the shield in which protects you.
Hallelujah.
The shield. Not only, my goodness, hear me now, are you found the balance of grace and faith, but now you've found the shield that will protect that sacred place of grace and faith. You found it. Coming into the temperament of our God. You found the shield. All my Christian life, I didn't know how to put up the shield of faith. I ain't lying. I'm going to tell the whole truth. I didn't know. I always thought the shield of faith was making sure I stayed in a place where I at least was saying, I believe you, God. I believe you, God. Making myself believe him, I thought was my shield of faith. No, 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 no. No. Anytime you're involved, you're not under the shield of faith. The shield of faith is nothing other than the temperament we find while waiting at the post of the Lord's doors. The fiery darts of the wicked are quenched because of being in the right mindset and mannerism of Christ. So a new discovery the Lord grants unto us tonight. We found not only the post of his doors, but we found the true shield as well. We found it. We found what's going to protect us and keep us. We found it. We didn't just find what's bridging us from into the place of the reflection. But my God, while I'm under the place of walking in the reflection because of grace and faith tag teaming for me, But I've also found what's going to protect me and keep me here.
Hallelujah.
So now it becomes doubly advantageous for me. I don't know about you, but the revelation gets doubly advantageous because now, watch this, now not only am I moving forward and it's influencing me and it's reflecting on my life, but now, my goodness, I found the place where I don't have to be disturbed anymore. I found the shield. I'm holding the shield. In his temperament, I'm holding up the shield of faith. And so are you. There's more power than we've ever realized. There's great protection, absolutely perfect protection is here. I see it on the Lord every time they wanted to grab him before time. And he never moved out of the temperament of his father. There was a shield that stopped them from being able to touch him, stone him, push him off the ledge before time. There was a shield that kept him protected from everything that they wanted to do. They couldn't touch him because the Lord was found under the shield of faith, the temperament of the Father. The Father himself was the only one that could remove it. The only one. And his time had come when it came time to hit down the Via Dolorosa and go up and die on the cross on Calvary's Hill. That's when the shield was taken down. And you could tell the shield was taken down because of the utterance of Jesus, the man. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now the temperament, the cool-headedness has left. Because the shield was let down, the temperament of his father, only so that he might die. Only so he might die. My point to you is this: we found not only the place where we're tagging in with grace and finding reflection and manifestation from the inside to the outside, but we've also found the place where the fiery darts of the wicked are truly quenched. Everything you battled with, everything you struggled with, because you're under this wonderful place of grace and faith. You've got a shield over you now.
Amen.
No weapon formed against you can prosper.
No. Thank you, Jesus.
The righteousness is the reason why the darts are being quenched. Righteousness comes into play here. And I totally understand this, and it makes total sense. Never really understood why we were the righteousness of God by faith. I always said on the outskirts of my faith in Jesus, because I have faith in Jesus, it has made me right. It goes a little bit deeper than that. You're probably saying, wait, what? Yeah, it goes a little bit deeper. And it kind of connects into what we just learned. It says here, I didn't write the book, excuse me. It says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness which is by faith, not in Jesus. Everybody see that?
Mm-mm.
It yes. says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith. It doesn't say in Jesus.
Yes.
It says of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Watch this. When I have the faith of Jesus, now I'm in righteousness. Why am I in righteousness? Because if I'm in the faith of Jesus, the fiery darts are being quenched. And I'm in righteousness.
Hallelujah.
I'm not fulfilling the things that are in my carnal mind. I'm not fulfilling the lust of my flesh. Because I'm in the place of faith, the faith of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference.
Hallelujah.
It's the faith of Jesus that is making me righteous.
Yeah.
My faith in Jesus is the first step to coming into the righteousness of God. But when I put on the faith of Jesus, how do I do that? At the post of his doors. I put on the faith of Jesus, the temperament of Jesus. Now I'm the righteousness of God. Now I am. Why? Because all of the fiery darts that came to take me out of influence, his characteristics, they're being quenched. Okay, Galatians 2, verses 15 and 16. It says, we who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Oh boy. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. See, when works are in it, you're tied in it. Like you, Elder Donna, you said that, Lord, help me to put on your temperament.
Yes.
You asked the Holy Spirit. See, that would have been the works of the law.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, but yes. Now what happened is you said, you saw the trick, you saw the enemy, you saw the deception that was coming out of your heart or your mind, and you saw it. And so what you did was not just have faith in Jesus to help you, because it doesn't work there. You went into saying, no, it will be by Jesus.
Yes, God.
It won't be by me. I'll have the faith of Christ. Not faith in Christ to help me, but I'll put on the faith of Christ. He'll put it on me. And as he puts it on you, that's what justifies.
Amen, God. Amen, God.
That's what brings you into righteousness. Because why? Because the fiery darts of the wicked are being quenched.
Yes, they are.
That was a dart coming your way. You said it yourself in your testimony. That was setting you up for failure. That's destruction.
Amen.
That was a missile, but boy, it was hidden. Man, that thing was in stealth mode all the way. But wow, did the shield of faith ever cover and protect you from that?
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Holy Spirit said, no. Don't ask me to help you. I am your help in time of trouble. I'm a present help, a very present help. I don't need you. I don't need you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we see there again, it's the faith of Christ. The faith of Christ. And that's what, oh my goodness, that's what the shield is essentially protecting. To keep us in the faith of Christ, in the temperament of Christ, that we might see the grace of Christ. But every time I come to the post of his doors, not only am I picking up his temperament and his characteristics and I'm being influenced by him, which is authentic faith, to the place where it brings forth that reflection. But now the Lord's saying, let me add this to you guys as well. A shield of protection to keep you here, to preserve you in this place. I believe you said it like this earlier, Elder Allison, that we'll go in and come out no more. We'll go in and never come out again. Why? Because the shield is a door. That's what the word shield means. It means a door or gateway or entry. And watch this tie into this scripture. The Bible says this. This is why you'll come out no more. The Bible says that God will close doors that no man can open.
Amen.
And so the shield will be up that no man, there's nothing in this life that will be able to pull you out ever again. Mm-hmm. And only thing you're going to do is abound in grace and more grace and more grace and more grace. Philippians 3:8-9, and I'm going to close here. It says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, which we read the other day, Jesus, my Lord. It says, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. Wow.
Amen, God.
The righteousness which is of God by faith. So now the reason why the fiery darts are being quenched is because righteousness is now, true righteousness is on you. Because you're moving in the faith of Christ, the temperament of the Lord. The reason why you're coming out of things that you never thought you could is because not faith in Jesus. It's the faith of Jesus at work for you. And it's quenching every single solitary fiery dart of your enemy. Those darts with the intention that would break your stride in walking in the characteristics of our God. They're being quenched. You're going to be patient when you weren't patient. You're going to show love where you weren't showing love before. You're going to have endurance. You're going to move. You're going to see joy, the days of occasions. You're not going to see anything but kingdom life, Zoe life, faith life. Because every dart that pulled you away from it was destroying you day in and day out. Me too. Nothing but destruction. Because what was coming in my life was so often, what was happening so often, literally happening. I mean, it was going down all the time. Labors, annoyances, and hardships, they come as a result of the fiery darts landing and hitting you. We're full of labors, annoyances, and hardships. That is how the missile works of the enemy. They beat you down with labors, annoyances, and hardships unto destruction. But I'm telling you right now, it says above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So now it behooves you, and I'm done. Go to the post of his doors. Mm-hmm. Wait there.
Amen.
Wait there. Not only are you going to find grace, woo, but you're going to find protection and power. Yeah. My goodness. It's the full package. Mm-hmm. At the post, you found the shield. You found it.
Yes.
You found it, praise God. Everything you need is right there. It's right there. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Every single thing you need is right there. And here we go. Let's see some of these here. Mr. Curtis Kegler says, come on now. He comes back and says, amen. Elder Allison says, so good. His temperament quenches all fiery darts. You better believe that's right. Okay. Elder Donna says, bless God. Hallelujah, Lord. And the tribe called Bless comes in and says, on time, Rhema. Thank you, Lord. Much needed. Go ahead. I thought about you today, tribe called Bless. I really did. And I had a feeling that this was going to bless you. I surely did. And I thank God for doing that. Amen. Elder Allison sends shields, just a bunch of shields. I don't know, 2, 4, 6, looks like 7 shields. Is that for the 7 spirits of God? 2, 4, 6, 7 shields. Amen.
Amen.
Elder Donna says, so good. Curtis rounds us off and just says, powerful. It's real deal, guys. It is so real. It is so real. I got that from a conversation with him. I asked him, how can I get consistency? And he said, you just needed a revelation that when you're at the post, you're also putting on the shield of faith. The shield of faith is coming on you. All of the fiery darts of their enemy will be quenched. Just keep coming to the post. Keep coming. Don't stop coming. Stay in the study of this rhema. Stay in the study. Don't leave it and let the thing go from generalization. Let it come into a place of being personal. And as it comes into personal, you now under the power of the post of his doors. Yeah, the rhema comes at a general sense, but my goodness, when you're sitting there in it, let it become personal, everyone. And watch how the power of God, watch how it begins to keep you. Watch how it begins to keep you. And it kind of works like this here. The Lord's been whispering this scripture in my ear for the last couple of days, and he's been saying to me, and it kind of describes how the post, how it works at the post. It says, if ye abide in me, I got that, coming to your post, just staying there. I got that. And then he says, and then my words abide in you. And I said, okay, your words, the word words there means rhemas. That means your topics, the matters, what's on your heart. He said, my words abide in you. He said, when you start to utter my words, watch this now. This is how it works at the post. He said, you utter my words. Then the last part of the scripture says, you shall ask what you will. He gives you freedom to begin to ask what's been concerning you. But first, the words. He said, and my words abide in you. My words. He's like, I want my topics and my matters. That's rhema. Utter what I'm saying. Utter what I'm revealing to you.
Amen.
Then ask what you will, and it shall be done. That's what goes on at the post. It's the blessing, the bi-directional blessing, from the inside to the outside. First, speak what I'm revealing about you, concerning you. My words. Then ask what you will. And boy, it's just been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal. Let this thing become real personal, salvation from the inside out. And watch how the Lord, watch how he begins to just shield. He's going to shield you. He's going to protect you from the pitfalls that you've had in the past. You're going to be fine. You're going to be better than fine. So get ready now. When you go to that post, the shield is coming on now. And you're not going to keep making those mistakes over and over again. They're going to be quenched, completely quenched. Amen. God bless you guys.